Good morning, Chairman, including those who are cell phoning, and council member. My name is Carolyn Pratz. I'm a medallion owner, and I'll be addressing TLC's role in the debacle. There's a lot that hasn't been covered today. The problem has always been the excessive number of cars on the road. In 2011, there were 50,000 for hire vehicles, including taxis. There's now 135,000. And the problem continues to get worse. Even after the cap that you passed last summer, there's 6,000 more cars on the road now than there were last summer. It's not complicated math. As I've already explained to the council in the past, the crux of the problem lies with the TLC, their lack of enforcement of existing rules, a list of which is attached to my testimony. The strategy of the TLC is to express sympathy, throw us a few crumbs so that they'll have talking points, and then continue their apparent policy of dismantling the medallion system. The 2016 congestion study, according to the 4,000-page dossier that I acquired through someone who did FOIL, was much more than a study about congestion. According to the many documents and emails, it was to be a road map for the future of the entire industry. The documents are heavily redacted. The conclusions and policies remain secret. Judging by what has ensued between January 16 and now, I think we can surmise what they were and are. Chair Torres wondered if the TLC had become more of a spectator than a regulator. But it's worse than that. The facts paint an ugly picture of collusion by regulators who have become, in essence, the compliance department of a multinational corporate predator. The TLC became the enabler of the destruction of the franchise, the taxi medallion system, that was created by the city, sold at a price determined by the city, at the many auctions that were held by the city, all the while laying out the red carpet for that predator, and at the same time continually professing that it had no authority to control the situation. As previous Commissioner Zoshi said, quote, the TLC watched. They watched while they created a vast pool of slaves with no path to the middle class.
If you can summarize, we just have so many.
The idea of an office of financial stability that should reside within the TLC makes about as much sense as inviting Shola Olataya back to New York City. You remember who I'm talking about.
I know.
To supervise lead remediation of NYCHA buildings. It would be far better to have an independent body, perhaps the still yet to be formed Medallion Task Force, overseeing the TLC.
Thank you. I just want to quickly correct it. The legislation calls for DOI to be part of that investigative partnership. So DOI is independent, has the kind of independence that you're looking for.
Right, but the information will only be good as good as what they get from TLC, yeah. And I don't believe anything that you're going to get from TLC.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate it. My name is Pat Russo. I'm going to concede my time to Ms. Potts.
Thank you, Pat. Okay. Under the rules that they will be considering, and by they I mean TLC in July, guided by the DOT-TLC congestion study that was released last week, the excess cars and the 62% increase in greenhouse gases won't be removed from the roads. They and their emissions will be offloaded to the boroughs, including your borough, the Bronx, which is already number 62, I think, out of 62 counties in New York State in terms of health. So get ready, Bronx. Instead of the continuation of pretend and extend policies by TLC, I would suggest a number of things. Firstly, the TLC's role in the medallion debacle should be investigated point by point. There should be a thorough house cleaning, including major personnel changes. Their mission statement, and this is the most important part that nobody has talked about, must be made crystal clear to them. When you leave it to them to decide what their policies are going to be, they just leave it at consumer choice and safety, driver welfare, and accessibility. That doesn't go far enough. They're responsible for the stability of the entire industry, including the yellow taxi medallion franchise. The remediation measures that they're proposing to paper over their past negligence and malfeasance will provide them with talking points, all the while pushing more medallion owners under the poverty line. Lastly, I'd like to point out that it is in New York City's interest to protect the franchise, the taxi medallion. You already threw away $2 billion, and medallions that you can't sell. I'm sure the city budget would be in much better shape with those $2 billion, and those were for wheelchair-accessible medallions. If the city were to reinstill confidence in the medallions, it would be to everyone's benefit, particularly the taxpayer, since we're thinking about bailouts. That cannot be accomplished by a TLC left to its own devices. It cannot be accomplished without the encouragement and supervision by elected officials. Thank you.